Mark Payne, I'm a detective superintendent in West Midlands Police. Yesterday we managed to recover the bodies of two of those men, and then we've spent the night when it's been darker doing preparatory work to enable the operation to kick back in this morning. So what you'll see now is teams beginning to start that process, and the process is still moving some of the metal, lifting the concrete blocks, and then in as dignified a way as we can, recovering the bodies of the final three victims. And clearly when we get to the bodies of the men, we have to do that in a very slow and methodical and dignified way. We've got their names and we're working with the various consulates to identify family members and people who might be able to help us. It is complex simply because of the fragmented nature of the families, and we're working with the Gambian community, who I have to say have been absolutely superb to help to identify, you know, the people that we need to speak to finish that task off. The difficulty that we have clearly is what we don't want to do is give out incorrect information, and it was and is a very confused picture. So, you know, as soon as we have concrete information, we'll give that to the community. We're lifting 1.5-ton concrete blocks. There simply isn't a quick way to do that. We are reasonably confident that we'll get the site in terms of the bodies cleared today.